InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, blasting out worldwide on this Sunday live transmission, the 21st day of June, 2015. Ja'Kari Jackson will join us from Charleston, South Carolina, the scene of Wednesday night's massacre at the hands of, well, someone who appears to come out of central casting. All the scripting leading up to what happened, building towards the crescendo of the summer, black unemployment doubling, record numbers of blacks being aborted, record numbers of troops committing suicide, record numbers of troops, biggest percentage, according to race breakdown, being black, committing suicide, being put on don't treat death list. It's all building towards a crescendo, but you'd think the only thing mattering in the country is not the TPP being rammed out of the House into the Senate. It's not the U.S. building up towards war with Russia. No, the only issue is 9 tragically killed and cold-blooded black parishioners at a church, a historic church, with Juneteenth this weekend and the NAACP meeting coming up in a few weeks. Reverend Childress and others who are black pastors have told me this thing stinks to high heaven. And the usual suspects, Al Sharpton, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they're all calling to restrict the Second Amendment as if this crazy couldn't have used his car on Sunday morning to run over 50 or more people and kill them in that parking lot. Or as if he couldn't have stolen a gun and gone and done it. Even when crime using guns is down over 50%, according to the government's own numbers. But I'm not going to sit here and just belabor all of that today. I put a video out yesterday because of several phone calls I got and things that were also weighing on my mind with the headline, Total Emergency Alert, Elite Now Evacuating. And they've been doing it for a while. But now that evacuation is speeding up to a breakneck speed. And I'm going to go over today why some of that is happening and how that ties into headlines like this one. Earth enters sixth extinction phase, with many species, including our own, labeled the walking dead. A major new university governmental analysis that the Earth passed its carrying capacity decades ago and is going into a collapse. Artificially, that is true. And I've been obsessing on this for 18 years of my 20-year career. I wasn't aware of all this when I first started out. I was aware of a lot of it, but not all of it. Well, none of us are aware of all of it. I was aware of some of it, not most of it, like I am now. And the decision has been made. That's a key term I use a lot. The decision has been made. The course has been set. The hammer has been dropped. The train left the station. The cows got out of the gate. The genie's out of the bottle. That ship already sailed. That the globalists are going to save the planet by exterminating humanity and at the same time achieving the holy grail of life extension technology to merge with the supercomputers of the future and become super homo sapien or God. It's legendary. It's epic. It's over the top. It's reality. Because truth is stranger than fiction. So when we come back, total emergency alert breakdown on the state of the planet. Then we'll delve into the events that have taken place in Charleston with Ja'Kari Jackson, who's on the scene. Amazing videos, documenting and chronicling it all at InfoWars.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for this live edition. Sunday, the 21st day of June, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to welcome all of our affiliates and listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today. It really hit me yesterday at about noon just how precarious and unstable this global house of cards has gotten. And so I feverishly called up my cousin, Buckley Hammond, who works as one of the managers here at InfoWars, and asked if I could come over to his place and if he would shoot a video to upload it to basically alert the public to recent developments. And that video is up on InfoWars.com. It's red linked. Total emergency alert. Elite are now evacuating. Signs of a coming financial meltdown are accelerating at an alarming rate. And in that 12.5-minute video, I cover the waterfront. And I'm going to try to do that here today in the first hour. Then in the second hour, we'll be joined by Jakari Jackson from Charleston, South Carolina, the scene of Wednesday night's tragic 9 dead at the hands of a Fruit Loop, no matter how you look at it. And then interspersed with all of that news, there's the incredible NATO buildup against Russia. There's the Pope endorsing world government, a planetary, quote, institution to tax us, to save the planet, of course. And that ties in to Earth entering its sixth extinction phase, with many species, including our own, labeled the Walking Dead. That's from Stanford, Princeton, and Berkeley. You see, the establishment is getting ready for a spectacular global meltdown that then cascades into other meltdowns. And at each meltdown point, more of our liberties are given up to the global government to save us from the intensifying crises. But at the end of the tunnel, we discover, those of us that are left, it was all a setup to begin with. So I think really, to understand everything that's happening in our world, it's really important not to focus in on the minutiae and instead focus on what the establishment is saying itself to each other about the course of the species on this planetoid orbiting the sun, this human settlement, the only one we've got at this point. But the decision has been made that this spaceship cannot carry all these people, this planetoid. The decision has been made to exterminate almost everybody. And, of course, those quotes are legion from the United Nations and the White House, Science Czar and countless others, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Ted Turner, George Soros, Adolf Hitler. The list goes on and on. But if you don't understand that, you won't understand anything. And know this, when you hear the government-run media telling you they care about 9 lives, telling you they care about black people or anybody else for that matter, it is a load of sophistic tripe. It is a mountain of fraud. It is a lie. It is a sick joke. Unemployment has doubled in 7 years of Obama for black people. More than half the black population was never born since Roe v. Wade. They were aborted. Black veterans are, from the articles I've got and the admissions, probably the most neglected and abused group of veterans. Hung out to dry. The black community is a test tube research for how to break down the family and wreck society. And that's all declassified. And they would have you believe that they care about nine dead. And the answer to stopping violence is to ban guns in everybody's hands but the government. We'll be going over all of that today. And the shooting overnight where more than 10 people were wounded, several killed in Detroit, where black gang members fired on a group of 400 people having a party. And I guess at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton would say it's my fault. No, it's the fault of MTV and a culture that pushed gangsterism as tough and cool. To be technical, 11 people shot, one dead. One may die. But that's buried in the news. In Philadelphia, 7 people, including 2 kids, critical after gunman randomly fires in street. This stuff goes on every day. 14 dead a week in Chicago on average, mainly black on black. But it barely makes a headline, even locally. But when a white person kills 9 black people, it makes international headlines because it's part of the divide and conquer to get us all fighting with each other. So we'll break it all down in the second hour with Jakari Jackson, who will be live via Skype from Charleston, South Carolina. That said, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back and lay out for you as simply and as focused as I can the state of the world right now and why we're in so much danger. And I'm not telling you we're in that danger just to scare you. I'm telling you that information so that we can hopefully get enough discussion going and enough concern that cooler minds will prevail inside corporations and government around the world. And so things can be thought about a little bit more so that the very small group of globalists cannot manipulate society down this road. Most people, even in major power positions, are ignorant of the larger plan. And just by exposing the plan, it gets in a lot of trouble. It was 3 years ago that we were hammering every day the fact that criminal groups in our government and other Western governments, NATO, Turkey, many other nations, were funding radical jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries to launch ethnic cleansing operations against Christians and non-radical Muslims in Libya, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and other areas. And our own military, at the grassroots, mainly non-commissioned officers, said no to that and sent thousands of photos to the Pentagon and to the White House and to Twitter, holding up signs saying, "I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, Infowars.com. As much as a third of the photos said Infowars.com on it, so that folks could find out why they were saying that and come back and read our articles. I didn't join the Navy to fight for Al-Qaeda in Syrian civil war. I didn't join the Marine Corps to fight for Al-Qaeda in a Syrian civil war. I didn't join the Navy. You know, there are the signs. I didn't join the military to get involved in other countries' civil wars. Stay out of Syria. I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria. Wake up." That was just one article of many. And the reason I raise that point is by exposing how over the top this stuff is, whether it's TPP or whether it's open borders or whether it's gun control or whatever the case is, it gives other people a chance to debate it and discuss it, and it causes other discussions to begin. And then sanity can prevail because the average person in the military, the average person in government, the average person in the police department, the average person who's a librarian or a school teacher or a farmer or a factory worker or a lawyer is not a bad person. They're just not aware of what's happening. It's our job to set the alarm. We'll be back.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's on my mind.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio, Alex Jones coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Thank you for joining us today. I don't have words, as I said in the emergency report that I posted yesterday to InfoWars, to describe just how serious things are. But just get this through your head if you're a new listener. I believe everything I'm saying here, and I have historical and current evidence to back up my claims. There has been an exodus in the last few years of the elite out of the United States and out of Israel and other Western countries to areas like New Zealand. All major economists agree that the debt bubble and currency bubbles are unsustainable. It has now come out in U.S. and European courts that basically the entire stock market, currency transactions, interest rates, you name it, are totally rigged. The United States is going under a secret treaty that passed out of the House and is now in the Senate that makes the president a dictator. Three subsections of 28 have been leaked. One of the sections alone makes the president a dictator. We've only seen three of 28. So with this whole backdrop, government and major corporations are operating and acting like the people don't even exist right now. And more is happening in the advancement of tyranny in just a month than what happened previously in a year. So global oppression, global power grabbing is at a fever pitch. And expanding on that, the only reason we have private property and so much wealth in the United States and so much freedom compared to many other countries is because our forebears would die rather than be enslaved. Does it mean we're a utopia? Does it mean we don't have a bad history in many cases? No. But compared to other nations, we've been stable, we've been free, we've been wealthy. Didn't mean everybody got along, didn't mean it was all peaches and cream, but compared to every other country, we were the freest. It's why everybody wanted to come here. Nobody can deny that. We were exceptional when it came to freedom. We are now exceptional when it comes to not having freedom, to losing freedom, and to being unhealthy and being stupid. We're still exceptional, but on the wrong end of the stick. And I don't say that with pleasure. I love this country. But we're run by a bunch of hardcore psychopaths who have competed with each other in their own free market of scum to where the very worst have now gotten in control. Now, let me boil it down as simply as I can, then I'll go into the evidence. There is 2.2, last time the Ex-Im Bank put numbers out last year, 2.2 quadrillion in global fake counterfeited currency and instruments. Credit default swaps, you name it. Hundreds of different forms of junk. Totally worthless fraud sold to governmental and private and individual investors. 2,200 and growing trillion dollars of absolute garbage. The EU, the Asian Union, the American Union, all run by the same handful of families and the private Federal Reserve, are committed to propping that up and having that continue on into the future, and they will feed every paycheck, every government, every institution, every pension fund, every solvent institution, every solvent instrument into that to prop it up while they use that to quadrillion plus to leverage and buy up the planet through fraud. So they're very arrogant. They've already captured the world for all intents and purposes, except for seven countries that they don't fully control. and they are attacking economically and socially those seven to bring them down. Doesn't mean those seven are good countries. It means they're nothing compared to the New World Order when it comes to hardcore evil, scientific wickedness, and just pure anti-human will. They're old-fashioned corruptions where people just want power and a lot of times want prestige and actually to have a successful country. They are nothing compared to what we're facing. And they have to have a world government because once it's there, you can worldwide, nobody can run from taxes, nobody can run from social engineering, nobody can run from GMO, nobody can escape it, you can't have capital flights. It will be a global hegemonic system of total micromanagement and control in their own words. Now, here's what's happening. And I've got the articles up on Infowars.com linked under the video. Total emergency alert, elite now evacuating the West. To sit back at afar and watch what they've set up happen, their consolidation. They just move back as we melt down and explode to a safe distance. The communist Chinese, the totalitarian Germans, the gangster cult of power Russians, the state of Texas, private investors, they've all been pulling gold out of Manhattan for about 5 years. And suddenly, I mean, I hear about this 6-7 years ago and didn't believe it, but now it's confirmed, tungsten-plated gold out of New York Fed vaults. Tungsten-plated gold. The gold's gone, folks. It was stolen. And they use fake tungsten bars to leverage the real paper value of gold and silver in naked shorts to drive it down. And now all these elites in the Telegraph, you name it, are saying it's time to hold your cash. You can't trust the banks. Global bank runs are starting in Europe. The state of Texas has demanded its giant gold reserves from the private Federal Reserve. That's in Bloomberg Friday. That type of stuff doesn't happen unless other establishments that aren't part of the central New York private Federal Reserve European-owned system, anybody who isn't part of that system is pulling their money out of it as fast as they can. The Germans, 5 years ago, began to ask for their gold and were told, no, you can't have it. You can only have a percentage of it over 10 years. Well, 5 years later, Germany's received gold, and part of it, when they drill into it, is tungsten. And that's just a minor blip on the radar screen. Where's Germany's gold? How a Manhattan jeweler wound up with gold bars filled with tungsten, Business Insider. U.S. gold bars are showing up in China, tungsten. Do you understand? That's why they're menacing Russia and China. They need an excuse before this all goes belly up to start a big war, to have that as the distraction, because we'll line up and salute the criminals in government when they're all about to go to jail like Bernie Madoff because they've started some war, and why we can't send them to jail during a war. When we come back, I'm going to break down the fact that the elite are evacuating the United States. What's the next big shoe to drop?
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. My misfits way of life.
All right, so we have this giant house of cards run by just a few families, mainly European, that own our private Federal Reserve and the European central banks. They control the massive European and U.S. military and NATO. They're allied with Saudi Arabia to turn Al-Qaeda loose, to destabilize the whole region and kill every Christian they find. This is our elite funding this publicly. And they're now threatening war with China, threatening war with Russia, moving more troops in. And Greece has paid unlimited amounts of money from the derivatives that they invested in and got cheated on And now they want a fourth bailout, and Greece is saying they can't do it. They're basically starving. They've gone from first world to third world. And now Greeks turn to cash as bank crisis looms. So the government's talking about freezing everybody's bank accounts, not letting them get cash out. And they're talking about doing this Europe-wide and banning the physical holding of gold. There's a huge financial crisis intensifying in Europe, and you turn on U.S. news, you wouldn't know anything was happening. You've got a public obsessed with fantasy football and all the rest of it, while huge global developments are happening. And I got two calls yesterday, one from a banking/military source, one from a major entertainment source. I'll just leave it at that, but a household name. And their questions were both to me, and they don't know each other, was, so you're really not going to leave the U.S. because most of the really rich people are saying the word is we're going to collapse. It could be as early as this summer, probably next fall for sure. And that anybody who's smart is hedging their bets, getting out of the country. And did I think they should leave? And I was saying, look, I don't think there's anywhere safe if this thing goes belly up or if we have nuclear war with Russia. I don't know why it's in the London Guardian and Zero Hedge and the Associated Press that the elites are building underground bunkers and running to New Zealand. And, you know, I knew about this back when nobody else did. A lot of Hollywood folks were relocating out there because they've been given inside intel, James Cameron and others. Billionaire bunkers beyond panic room. Home security goes sci-fi, Forbes. And that's because the elites know this is unsustainable. And then they put out headlines like this, the London Independent today, Earth enters sixth extinction phase with many species, including our own, labeled the walking dead. The political class has decided that they can't keep this thing going anymore. And they've decided to go ahead and not stabilize things and not try to create wealth and not try to create a good culture. There's always been a fight between predators and good people in government and corporations. Now, even good people have decided it can't be fixed. They've given up. The corrupt and the sane are now in a money grab to just get plenty of funds and resources for themselves to be safe during the long collapse. So the establishment across the board is giving up. And large sections of the establishment organized this and wanted to collapse, and they never gave up because exactly what they wanted to do is happening. A global spectrum of crises coming to a head at the same time during a period of turmoil to then bring in global planetary government as the solution. But first they had to get us in debt. First they had to dumb us down. First they had to break our families up. First they had to balkanize us to all fight with each other about race and religion. Hey, a recession here means you don't get to go on as many vacations. A recession in Africa means millions starve to death and die. Used to about 32 million people a decade ago would die every year of starvation. Now it's like 60 million. The world is in a giant financial depression. If your neighbor is out of work for a year, he's in a depression or she's in a depression. But when you're out of work, you're in a depression. And the West is in total la-la land. When third world countries collapse, people know how to deal with it. When a first world collapses, you're going to see panicked hysteria and bizarre behavior that is going to make the sickening activity at that South Carolina church look like a cakewalk. And the reason they can't get the guns is everybody instinctively knows that at least you'll have firearms to protect yourself and protect what you've put in reserve when the hordes, when the road meets road warrior, come down your road. I remember being in Hollywood about 5-6 years ago. And I was at a party, and there were, like, major directors, major producers, billionaires. And a couple of them said to me, yeah, you know, you're right about what's going on, and it's worse than you know. And are you going to move to New Zealand like most of us are? And I said, why? And they said, you know. And they said, let me tell you something. This was separate from this other billionaire I talked to here in Austin. They said, don't you understand what you say on your show is true? And that we're getting all the same information from people on the inside. They're building secret airstrips all over Alaska, all over northern Canada, all over New Zealand, all over the Cook Islands, all over the middle of nowhere to get out of here. And then George Soros and his front men are coming out saying, redistribute wealth or the people are going to take over and overthrow when they're the ones that have engineered the destruction of the wealth. They're now already posing as the saviors. And they're going to use their big private yachts and the rest of it to basically escape all of this. Peter Thiel, Bilderberg Group member for at least 6 years, has been building floating cities to escape to. Whether we could sustain things or not doesn't matter now. The establishment has decided not to sustain it. You understand that? And they've all got plans to consolidate power and pick up the pieces. Look at these headlines. Greeks turn to cash as bank crisis looms. Voice of America, Bloomberg. Where is Germany's gold? They asked for it. The U.S. won't give it to them. There's a pile of gold in Manhattan. Texas wants it back. Bloomberg. China reveals what's behind its golden curtain. Why are the elite buying secret hideaways? See what's inside the billionaire luxury doomsday bunker. What do they know? Why are so many of the super wealthy preparing to bug out locations? And sure, I knew about this stuff 20 years ago. I mean, I knew that that was the future plans. But it's one thing to hear about something from insiders and read it in books and then to actually see it getting ready to happen and already happening in other countries and then knowing we're getting closer to our turn. And that here, it's going to be spectacular. The hardening of police departments, the armored vehicles, the checkpoints, the death squads, the surveillance grids, all of it. Not to stabilize things, but to have an organized, controlled collapse on the other end of which we're totally enslaved. And I just sit here thinking, why don't other people fight it? Why? Well, most people that are smart, they don't stick their necks out and try to fight it. They just prepare to protect themselves and their families. And it's because of that attitude that we're going to lose everything. You're fools. You're not safe. The only way to stop this is to stop the whole thing.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let me try to put it all together before we start the next hour and get into the news itself and drill down into what's happening with the shooting in South Carolina, the economy, Russia, forced inoculations, U.S. military, you name it. There's a lot of news here. Karl Rove saying either get rid of the Second Amendment or you can't stop mass shootings. And the media acted like he was saying get rid of the Second Amendment. No, it's sneakier than that as a neocon. He was implying that if you did get rid of it, it would fix the mass shooting problem. Not that he was calling to get rid of it. But still, that's basically the same thing. You ban guns, we'll just have triple the murders with knives, just like England, who has a higher violent crime rate than we do. He should have come out and said, guns aren't the problem, people are. And the answer is an armed society. In every state that's done it, we have lower crime rates. But they create these events, or they exacerbate these events, and then they play on the public's heartstrings. But finishing up here with the big picture. A unsustainable, out-of-control, global derivatives fraud has been built. Elites have used that fiat money to buy up their competition. They are separately set up selective enforced environmental and regulatory systems to shut down their competition. Then as production plummets, they come out and say, oh my gosh, we can't sustain this. Industrial society has failed. The free market has failed. When in truth, it's a fascist takeover. And as the resources become less and less, they'll offer more collectivism, more communism, more socialism that the elites are exempt from as the answer, when that only makes the problem worse. Because they've made the decision that capitalism is wasteful and destructive of the environment, and so it has to be sabotaged and shut down to cut off the blood supply to humanity that Paul Ehrlich and John P. Holdren and Prince Philip and thousands of other globalists label as cancer. We're labeled as cancer, and Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven and the global meltdown and the global depression they're engineering, that is just one step in this process, is the chemotherapy, is the radiation, is the scalpel, in their view. So just pull back as a political atheist and look at their statements and understand that's where we are. It's an excuse for everything they do. They've set themselves up as the saviors. As they steal all the technological developments, as they shroud it all under national security, as they establish a global government pushed by the Pope to track every movement and activity we make, to tax our carbon, ignoring all the real environmental crises, it's a perfect plan for hegemonic, complete domination. The euro is meant to collapse finally after scores of bailouts, and then have the Asian and American Union bail it out. And as you bail it out, you now sign on to the derivatives debt that isn't yours. And then the very banks that you bail out, who are too big to fail, turn around. This is true alchemy, fraudulent alchemy. And now you owe the debt. Ireland bails out EU. It's now their debt. Greece bails out EU. Now their debt. Germany bails out EU five times. Now they're dead. And they're preparing to seize everyone's bank accounts and have them protected by the state, of course, but you can't remove your money. And when they finally get a cashless society and you have no way to get your money out, they'll be able to tax it and regulate it and control it every way they want, and those announcements have all been made. This is the fourth robbery of Greece. There'll be a fifth, a sixth, a seventh. It will never end. You ask what limit tyranny knows? The limit you give it. And if you want to know where this is all going, in a way, there's truth. The average person doesn't want to have a soul. They don't want to be involved. They don't care. They are petulant, arrogant, deceitful, manipulative people. They're just weak versions of the elite. And they would sell out their grandmother for money and power. They would warehouse their families at the hospital and euthanize them if they got more money. The general public, not everybody, but probably 50% or more. The elite set up a climate, set up a society, set up a culture where people opted into being slugs, opted into being soulless. So the establishment could turn around and say, see, you deserve now what's going to happen to you. Because the New World Order metaphysically always has to leave escape portals to everything they do for themselves, but also for those who aren't part of the establishment but are awake as well. You're always warned, biblically, but also historically, many times before judgment comes down. And when judgment finally comes down, it's because you ask for it. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. If we let this system come into play, look in the mirror, it's all of our faults. In fact, can we start the next six after break with V for Vendetta if we can? Because it's true. You want to know who's really at fault? Look in the mirror. But it just hit me how right we've been yesterday when I had these very successful, very powerful people. One of them worth, you know, $1 billion or more. Others worth hundreds of millions, entertainment, you name it. And they were asking me, are you leaving? A lot of other people are leaving. And these aren't even people that are my listeners. Do you understand? These are major Hollywood producers, major bankers, major establishment people are leaving. Every billionaire, I've been talking about this for 3 years, every billionaire has left Israel. The elites are leaving the United States right now. A lot of them are going to New Zealand this October and November. And then I ask them, why have you been told to do this? And they go, we don't know. We were just told by a sitting general it's a good idea. Another person, we were told by some other high-level folks I won't mention. Maybe nothing's going to happen. But if we create enough and pray about it as well. The one problem with that video I shot is I forgot the most important thing. If we pray and repent and seek God's face and ask for a reprieve, maybe we can back this thing off. I mean, is it a global financial collapse? Is it war with Russia, war with China, a huge Middle East war? Is it a financial meltdown? Is it a bioweapon outbreak? I don't know. I mean, they're certainly trying to start a race war. But thank God Charleston's come together. I've already talked to Jakari. He's followed reports. People aren't buying into it there. I don't know. But I have people calling me, asking me what to do. Hey, everything I know to do, I've already said on air. But don't think America can't fall. Don't think the world can't fall. It's world fall. It's already just-in-time delivery of all the resources of the planet. Already things are so precarious, so complex, that the elite can't believe it's still running and still working. And they now have looked at the tea leaves. These are smart people. And they're either running to the Ozarks, or they're running to Northern Canada, or they're running to New Zealand, or they're running to Switzerland, but most of them aren't even going there. Monte Carlo, Luxembourg, Grand Cayman. And then I sit here and watch MSNBC make fun of us and lie about everything, and CNN and Fox News make jokes. I mean, none of this is a joke. I mean, if we don't stop this global conflagration, this meltdown, if we don't stop all these crises, a lot of top analysts say we may destroy the earth. I mean, this is now mainstream news. George Soros came back out and said, I'm not joking, we may have World War III, and he's the one that financed the overthrow of Ukraine to start it. Truth stranger than fiction. Some almost 90-year-old freaky Nazi collaborator who runs all these media institutions that are trying to shut us down. And you got Bill Maher blaming Matt Drudge for the shootings. I got that clip coming up. What the hell does Matt Drudge have to do with that, or me or anybody else? Where are you going to be, Maher, when there's a nuclear war, you little arrogant bastard, with people writing stuff for your teleprompter? Be a man. Don't be a parasite jerk. Try to save humanity. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The dollar does not belong to the United States. It belongs to the private worldwide banking cartel. And any time a country tries to get away from the dollar, be it Russia, China, you name it, Iraq, a war gets started with it. And the elites that run our country hate the American people just as much as they hate the Russians or anybody else. Jakari Jackson's coming up in about 15 minutes from South Carolina, the scene of Wednesday night's tragic events. We're going to play some of those clips. Hillary Clinton has denounced white privilege, the ultimate white privileged lady. given everything she's got, flying around in jumbo jets, stealing tens of millions or hundreds of millions total of money that was supposed to go to little black kids. But it's okay because she pays lip service to them. That's all coming up. But if you want to know why all this is happening, it's because the establishment has decided to just try to ride or milk a cascade of collapses. London Independent has a story. Earth enters sixth extinction phase with many species, including our own, labeled the Walking Dead. The planet is entering a new period of extinction with top scientists warning that species all over the world are essentially the Walking Dead, including our own. Well, we don't appreciate life or freedom. I mean, we're going to be taken over by tyranny regardless. The report authored by scientists at Stanford, Princeton, and Berkeley universities found that vertebrates were vanishing at a rate of 114 times faster than normal. In a damning report published in the Science Advanced Journal, researchers note that the last similar event was 65 million years ago when dinosaurs disappeared, most probably as a result of an asteroid. We are now entering the sixth great mass extinction event, one of the authors of the paper told BBC. I'm going to give you the elite total master plan at 45 after, briefly and focused, and what they plan to do. This is partially true, what's in this report. The planet is not dying. As long as we have water and sunlight, life will regenerate here from rudimentary forms. It just may take a long time. But the world as we know it, what lives on it, this current crop of species, this genome, this biosphere system that lives in this tiny little area of sea level up to about 12,000 feet, 12,000 feet of life, thinner than the skin of an apple, the atmosphere and surface of the earth, comparatively, that is dying. That has a blight on it. And the establishment haven't decided to try to fix it. Can't believe nobody else knows this or is saying this. I'm ashamed it's even me bringing you this. This is so important. They've made the decision not to try to fix this earth. They think they're about to get such advanced technology with what they're developing that they'll be able to fix it after they've transcended it and build a whole bunch of them, or they're going to merge with machines that don't need to live in this biosphere. And so they're just racing, betting everything on super technology to transcend this. They don't even know how they're going to transcend it, but that's what they're doing. When it's totally fixable, and then there's giant 20-year geoengineering terraforming programs going on that they admit are there but are classified. And when the public brings it up, they're just told, shut up, doesn't exist. And NASA says the Earth was 20% darker. Now it's 30% darker. I don't know what's going on, but it's not good. I go back to the 60s where they detonated hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, trying to blow holes in it to see if they could destroy the atmosphere. I mean, it's like Hellraiser demons came out of a black hole and got into people and are like possessing some nightmare horror movie. The people running things want to kill everybody and destroy the planet.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. But the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice. intolerance, and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Jakari Jackson will be joining us coming up in the next segment from Charleston, South Carolina, where they've had unity marches, you name it. He'll be joining us to break that down. I want to shift gears now from the big picture, the social engineers, the eugenicists, their global plan, the Earth entering the sixth extinction phase. That's coming up in the last segment today. I want to shift gears into the psychological warfare, the manipulation. And I'm going to begin this breakdown by talking about a billboard on I-35 in downtown Austin that I'm going to send a crew out to videotape tomorrow, because if you understand that billboard, you understand everything. Now, I'm not an enemy of Chick-fil-A. They're a conservative Christian organization. I think overall it's a good company that hasn't bowed to censorship. And I'm not criticizing Chick-fil-A itself, but I'm using their ad campaign as a window into guilt politics. Now, chicken is about four times cheaper on average than beef. And they set up their little Texas-based company in shopping malls 30-something years ago, and it's spread nationwide and is very successful. So we're not talking about Chick-fil-A. But on their billboard, I meant to get a photo of it, but it was too dangerous driving. It shows cows up there painting the sign, and they've drawn a little children-style image of a chicken, and they say, "Eat this, not this," with an arrow pointed at them. And the cows look real, but they also look humanoid. So they've humanized them, and the chicken doesn't look like a life form at all. It's been downgraded to nothing. Like you do a baby in the womb, you call it just a blob. So the chicken looks like a two-year-old drew it, just a yellow dot, a yellow blob with two eyes. And it's perfect. And it plays on your guilt of not wanting to hurt an animal when you eat it. So it's saying, go eat our chicken. It's not as advanced a life form as a cow. And I guarantee you, you go talk to whoever came up with that ad campaign, they'll say, yeah, that's exactly what the ad campaign is. See, the average person would not look at that. I was in a carload of adults. One day we drove by it, and then today with my children, and no one knew what the propaganda was. And I said, come on, you're smart. You know what it is. And see, that's the difference between me and other people. I'm nothing special. I just know how they operate, so it's all clear. Not that Chick-fil-A is doing something wrong. Here's another example about propaganda. For years, I wouldn't say 1995 on a film or a book or something, because I thought it was manipulative. 5 cents less increases sales. People think it's not $20 if you say 1995. But finally, I had to fund my operation. I did it, and profits went up like 25% in like a month doing it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I draw the line, though, folks, but I can't be so perfect that I just disconnect myself from the world, you know, because I'm such a purist. You fast forward today, I can go out and sign up with major companies with algorithms that have databases on most computer users that interface with cookies, and I can manipulate advertising, and I can change prices depending on how much money you have and massively increase profits, probably 90% they estimate. Of course, I got to share the profits with these companies. And by the way, Amazon, all the big companies are using it. Luxury stores are using it when you come in. Notice there's no prices. They have a profile of you. Just be aware, this high-tech system's being used against you. And I'm here like a magician showing you the trick and how it works. Because the trick's killing us. We need a species that know how stuff works. I don't want to be part of some, you know, Morlock elite that feed on the general public. To use an H.G. Wells allegory. You've got emotion versus reality. You got 9 dead people in Charleston, South Carolina, shot up by a guy that looks like he's out of Central Casting. If you go to the Business Insider and click on those articles, that one's on Infowars.com that shows him in front of the Confederate flag and him with a gun and him at the Confederate cemetery. I mean, this thing smells to high heaven. The crescendo buildup to race war this summer. It's ridiculous. But whether he was wound up and set up by an actual handler, whether he was just wound up by the culture and this push towards all our problems are racial and black people buy into it and go out and shoot and or beat up white people and white people buy into it and go out and do the same thing. Because, I mean, let's be certain, he killed 9 people. You look at the numbers, black folks have been out there with a knockout game and shooting cops and everything. It's a lot more than 9. But I'm not saying either group is to blame. I don't think of things as a group, like blacks are to blame or whites are to blame because of this. These are people susceptible to manipulation and who feel like they're under attack. So they go out and they find somebody to have a war with. And they do it in a cowardly fashion. They go to victim disarmament zones to do it. Then separately, we've got Hillary Clinton, and we've got all these other people, the usual suspects coming out, saying the gun lobby is to blame and that white privilege is to blame. That's a statement from Hillary Clinton, that white privilege. Hillary Clinton is the poster child of white privilege. Let's go to a Bill Maher clip, though, demonizing libertarian or conservative press as if we're part of it. And then he says to the conservative blogger who's on a show, you have a lot of black people on your website. Well, that's all the media is covering is the racial divide and hyping it. Of course we're covering it. 2 years ago, we didn't have half the coverage we do now. We're forced to because they're driving it. Let's go to Bill Maher manipulating his idiot audience.
We can never know why someone snaps, but I bet you I know where he got his news.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at, because we're coming on the show, I looked at your website the last week. It was a lot of stories about black people. A lot of stories. Same with Matt Drudge. I mean, I think they present a really twisted view. I'm not surprised this guy thought they're taking over the country. Obviously, he's a warped mind. That goes into it. But I don't think it was video games. And I do think the media is responsible to a degree.
Well, I think it was.
I think there is. I mean. You know, I wouldn't say we should be droning Fox News, but we did drone Anwar al-Awlaki because he inspired people.
What's he going to do if somebody goes in Fox News and shoots it up or bombs it? Bill Maher is blaming alternative media or conservative media for the attack. I mean, that is outrageous. You know who Matt Drudge blamed for it a lot? He linked to the article where it was psychotropic drugs.
Alex Jones.
Because there's a war on for your mind. Talk about Orwellian, the reported shooter being arraigned in court via videotape with a male and female cops in tactical gear with their rifles. You never do that in a jail cell. Marching him in to then be forgiven by the family, which is really classy. It's just disgusting to see how this is going to be used to cause balkanization in the nation and to distract us from the abortions that kill 51% of black people and other folks as well being killed. They're all equal in God's eyes, no matter what color they are. And the buildup for war with Russia and Al-Qaeda being funded by our government and ISIS to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians and non-radical Muslims, all of that is ignored because Obama got up and got real upset on Thursday and gave a press conference and said guns are to blame. Even though the cops are toting guns. And here's Hillary, I mentioned it. Hillary Clinton denounces white privilege, calls for taking guns from those whose hearts are filled with hate. It's a woman that's guarded by guns, a woman who flies around on jumbo jets, a woman who has such incredible privilege, never worked in the private sector a day in her life. And there they are attacking our basic freedoms. And the summer's coming. The plan is to try to start a destabilization campaign, a sporadic race war, to make all of America's problems about what color we are, so we go out and kill each other tit for tat in a gang war. They think the American people are as dumb as all these gangs that go around killing each other. Just like you'll kill each other in a biker gang over what color your vest is. Well, you'll kill somebody over what color they are here. This is the prison-style economy. In a prison, it's all about racial gangs. That's all that matters. But in a free society, it's about what you produce and what you do. I assure you, I don't care if you're white or black or what color you are. You create incredible music or incredible art, there's going to be a crowd there to hear you and see you, and they're not going to care what color you are. When I listen to music, I don't go, I'm not going to listen to this because it's Hispanic or it's Asian or it's black or it's white. I listen because it sounds good. But see, that's a free market idea, a free market of going out and voting with your choices. The system doesn't want that. It wants to program us to just respond to what somebody looks like. Jakari Jackson, InfoWars Nightly News anchor and reporter, is on the ground in Charleston, South Carolina. And he's been there part of the marches, the vigils, you name it. Got there, but I guess they left on Friday. So he's there, he and Matt. And he's got a report for us in this segment and the next on what he's witnessed. But from your preliminary reports that are up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, Jakari, sounds like Charleston, unlike other cities, is not buying in to the Justice Department hype, and it's actually bringing folks together. That must make the establishment pretty angry.
Exactly right. Jakari Jackson reporting from Charleston, South Carolina. And as you touched on that, as you can see right behind me, you can see all the people gathered peacefully. And this has been the scene since we got here on Friday. We came here initially. There was a large gathering. You had a chance to do some man-on-the-street type interviews. We also did some today. And we are asking people about what they thought about the Confederate flag, what they thought would be a good solution to some of the violence that we've seen here recently. And we'll have that for you guys, if not tonight, then sometime tomorrow. But it, like you said, it's been very peaceful. Actually, a little bit from now, about 7:30 our time, I believe it is, they're supposed to have a big march. It's going to be a hand-to-hand going across a very large bridge that's just a few miles back that way, and they're going to try to stretch clear across the bridge. We'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, it's been very peaceful. I had a chance to go to the church service earlier today. I got there about an hour earlier just so I can make sure that I got a seat. And once I was inside, it was a conservative 700 people. I don't know the exact count, but conservatively, 700 people came out there, you know, black, white, young, old, everybody.
As many as would fit.
Church. Oh, yeah. It was a capacity crowd, most definitely. And, you know, they had the message. It was more of a praise and worship type service than a message. The preacher spoke for about 10, 15 minutes, but his message wasn't that long. It was a lot of singing, a lot of clapping. They invited people to come down to the altar. So it was pretty much a big love fest. And I had a chance to walk down the steps. And it's very interesting to me when I was walking down the steps, how many cameras were filming people walking out of the building. So it seemed like that was the big story of the day, how many people came and had a peaceful service. You know, it's a great service and it's a good time. It's very hot also. So it's great to see that many people jammed in there for something that they believed in to come out here and sit through the heat. Also, people were outside of the venue. They had loudspeakers set up so people could listen on to what was going on inside of the church. So between the crowd inside and outside is easily 1,000 people who heard the
message. Well, it's got to be really hard for the church. Their preacher's dead.
Oh, yeah. They definitely recognized that. They said, we don't forget what happened. We're just trying to move forward in the most positive way imaginable. They said, yes, we will seek justice, but for right now, they want to focus on the lives of the victims, sure, or the martyrs, as somebody put it, not on the actions of Roof.
Well, this guy, if he is the sole actor, I think he's got people behind him. If he wanted to start a race war, I think he's failing so far. But the difference here is he got caught quickly, he got charged quickly, and so people aren't upset. In the other cases, when there's questionable events, people are seeing what looks like executions by police, and so they're getting really, really upset that they don't see what they believe is justice taking place. And then kind of thugs and gangs and others are using that as a vacuum to try to get in there and take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what we've seen in some of the other cities. And for me, it's very refreshing to see what happened here because, you know, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But it is the best possible outcome that I think we could have had out here to have so many people come out and just have a very positive outlook. Many people are on vacation. This is a very popular vacation spot, but they came down here. Even we saw a bridal party yesterday. They came out and they laid their bouquets right over there to show their support. And people were asking, you know, what brought you out here? They said, well, we came from out of town, but we still wanted to show our support for the victims, you know, because we definitely recognize what happened here. And it's a great moment and a great time of healing for the people out here in Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, I would imagine the dead would want that and not want their tragic deaths to be used for more evil. And that's really exciting to see this causing unity. Unfortunately, the mainstream media, from what I've seen, it's not going with that angle. They're calling for racial division. They're calling for getting rid of Confederate flags, which just becomes a distraction. I mean, Bill Clinton was at Confederate flag events when he was governor. I mean, I personally get confused by the whole thing because I know it can be a very incendiary issue. So I'm not on one side or the other of the thing. My point is, I know they're bringing it up to make all this racial and to give this guy basically what he wanted. And so I don't know why the mainstream media would want to give this guy what he wants. But at the same time, I do. They want to make this a political diversion from all the other stuff that's happening.
Well, everybody we've had a chance to speak to, they say there isn't much racial division. Yeah, of course, you have the action that happened here, but we just had a man on the street a couple of hours ago, and people said, you know, outside of events like this, you know, people mainly get along out here in Charleston.
Well, that's good, certainly. Yeah, there's more racial division in the statistics I've seen in the North than there is in the South. I mean, I grew up in Texas. It's kind of the South, but not really. Then I'd go visit the North and hear folks saying racist stuff. I didn't grow up hearing that in the South. I thought we were the ones that were supposedly racist.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It was in 1993, apartheid was ending. And a bunch of armed men, some of them white, attacked a mainly white church with 1,000 people in it in South Africa. And the news even admitted it was probably meant to try to keep apartheid in place, to have a group of blacks attacking whites. Turned out some of the shooters were white. It was a cover-up, probably a false flag. We never found out why. They did a story on it Friday, and it's got a decent headline, but I don't think sensational enough. 5 bullets to save 1,000 people from 4 terrorists. Interview with a man who used personal firearm to save crowd from armed terrorists. David Knight was able to get on from South Africa. Carl Van Wink, who illegally carried, I guess, his 38 revolver, because guns had been restricted then, into the church service and was able to drive off the men with AK-47s, they were still able to kill 10 people. They had Molotov cocktails. They were going to burn the place down. They were going to kill everybody. They had grenades, you name it. He drove them off. That video is up on InfoWars.com. It's very important. The headline I would give it would just be like, armed man saves church from armed attackers or something like that, because then people will watch it and find out, yeah, it happened in 93. And that's really the answer here, is arming the churches. Jakari Jackson, what's your take on that, and what do you make of Bill Maher blaming the conservative and libertarian media and Matt Drudge for the attack? What do you make of Hillary saying that it's white privilege? I mean, anybody who's a law-abiding citizen can go get a gun. What do you make of, I mean, it's so naked to me, so obvious that they just want to get our guns to enslave us, that this has, I mean, even Ross Story wrote a story saying the NRA was not founded to arm blacks, when that's on record, and then showed some fake university studies. They're just so deceptive. It's so obvious they want our guns. What's your take on the whole situation?
Well, it sounds like the usual suspects doing things that we expect them to do. Yes, I do expect to hear things like that from Maher. I expect to hear things like that from Hillary. You know, they have their agenda, and they never let a good crisis go to waste. They know that many people are very prone to hear something about gun legislation at this time, so that's why they're coming out and attacking that angle of it. But we had a chance to talk to one of the local professors here at one of the universities, and he said taking away the guns isn't the answer. He said it's, you know, trying to unify people and get them to understand we all have the same red blood in our bodies. So it's not disarming the people, it's arming them with knowledge. And as far as guns in the churches, I personally don't have an issue with it. You know, somebody wants to carry concealed, like I said, at my uncle's church, you know, he's passed away now, but back when he had a church, he had a guy who always stood next to the front door with a pistol on him. You know, it was no big deal. He wasn't flashing it. He wasn't waving it around. But, you know, if somebody, you know, some type of roof character wanted to come in there and cause some issues, he would have had opposition the second that he stepped in the door, open fire. So I have no issue with people carrying in the churches.
Well, folks, if they have a concealed carry or a firearms training course and they keep it concealed, are welcome to carry guns here at our office. I think more than half the crew carries firearms. I've got one in the studio. Just like I've got a pen or a cell phone or a computer, it's just a tool. I know how to use it. And if somebody thinks that they're going to find, you know, a victim here, they got another thing coming.
It's not a soft target. Not in the least. It is not a soft target.
Jakari, clearly the White House and others are building towards a confrontation this summer to divert the public from their failed agenda and unemployment and the rest of it. What do you think overall is going to happen this summer? I mean, intellectually, but also in your gut.
Well, as far as, you know, this summer of rage or summer of violence, whatever they keep calling it, that's not happening here. And I think as people see this, they can see that, you know, undoubtedly something else is going to happen at some point in our history. But they can say, hey, this is how Charleston reacted to it. They reacted to it in the best way they could. And maybe we can use this as a template as opposed to a template that we've seen in some of these other areas around the country.
I agree with you. Now, you're there in Charleston, South Carolina. I know you're going to show them marching across the bridge tonight. You've got a lot of interviews. They're going up on Infowars.com. We'll have a Monday night on the nightly news as well. What are other observations you've made or other points you want to make instead of me just asking the questions?
Well, a lot of people are very concerned about a statue of Calhoun. This is actually Calhoun Street we're on right now. He was a well-known white supremacist, brought a lot of slaves into this country. And Monday night or Friday night when we first came out here, somebody said, yeah, there's a statue of this guy down the street. And I'm like, oh, statue, you know, it's terrible enough. But I was thinking like a bust or a plaque. You go down the street, it's like a monument to this guy, like something that you would give to a president or, you know, some great senator or congressman. It's a huge statue, and I guess we can go do a report about that. And, you know, people are very upset about that, you know, that on the street where there's, you know, historically black churches, where a lot of, you know, black people live in this historically black part of town, you have this huge statue to this white supremacist. So that's one of the issues that
And I see the position
about.
Of wanting to pull all that down, but there are statues, you know, all over the world. I mean, there are statues in Germany to Hitler they pulled down, and my issue is, are they going to pull down Roman statues to Caesar? He was a tyrant and had a bunch of slaves, black and white. I mean, there's historical stuff, and that's the argument of ISIS. They say this is infidel stuff, we need to pull it down, and certainly I don't like that statue. I could care less about that guy, and I understand people's concern, but if the media wasn't pointing it out, no one would even know that. So see, we're currently in this fight. They're trying to open old wounds. Do you think it would make people happy, though, if they chainsawed down, you know, the big metal chainsaw that
as the statue and a Confederate flag, you know, we asked people about stuff like that. And, you know, people who, I have no reason to think that they're racist, but we talked to one guy, and he said, you know, that's just part of our history. He says, you know, I have no issue with people out here, black, white, whatever, you know, whatever their religion is. He said, just the Confederate flag is part of the Southern history or part of the history here in South Carolina. And I don't think he had a bigoted bone in his body. That was just his point of view. But you could talk to other people who have a very different point of view. They see it as, you know, racist, hostile, whatever. So I guess it just varies to the individual as to how they view these statues and these flags and other things that are going on.
Well, that's it. I mean, the Confederacy was really about expansion of the West. It was about unfair tariffs. The South got set up by British intelligence. Both sides were losers, if you really, really study it. And my issue is, why don't these states just go back to their original state flags they had before the Confederacy?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely a way to look at it. And I think it was an article that came out the other day, and it quoted Mitt Romney and some other people, I think, and they were talking about putting the Confederate flag in, you know, a museum or something. And some people thought that was...
We just lost Jakari's Skype. We're going to reconnect with him from Charleston, South Carolina. Folks, here's the issue. They've been hyping racial division and the knockout game and tit for tat and Klan killing people really hardcore to try to get us at each other's throat to ignore the TPP. While all this stuff was going on Thursday and Friday, they passed the Trans-Pacific Partnership that destroys so much of our sovereignty out of the House back into the Senate. And while all this is going on, we're busy funding super right-wing white supremacists in Ukraine to start a war with Russia. That doesn't mean I'm for the Russian separatist either. It's just we're on their doorstep starting a war. And I'm glad this hasn't gone the way the White House and others want it to, but they've got Hillary, Obama, Bill Maher, all the usual suspects, Mr. Maddow, Mr. Michael Moore, all of them, or Ms. Maddow, whatever it is, running around hyping, this is white people, they want to kill black people, when the statistics don't show that. It's a lie. And again, this guy was on an antipsychotic narcotic that's listed as something that will make you kill yourself or others and make you completely mentally ill. That article's up on Infowars.com. And every time one of these Fruit Loop shooters, I can't think of a case where the shooter wasn't on a mind-bending drug. And you can say, well, that's because they were already mentally ill. Okay, whatever. You put mentally ill people on something that disconnects them from reality, it destroys their inhibition, and then they'll go out and do this. I mean, this guy looks like he could star in a movie about mind control. That's all I'm saying. Whether it was actual mind control or just this culture, I'm not taking the blame for it as a gun owner. White, black, it doesn't matter. We're not guilty.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's the final segment, finishing up with Jakari Jackson from Charleston. He'll be back on tomorrow as well with updates on the situation there. This is really good news that folks are coming together and realizing that hating each other is exactly what this guy and other people wanted us to do. Just like Charlie Manson failed in causing a race war. But now we've got George Soros trying to do it. And I'm not defending out of control police in some areas. The point is, going out and shooting random cops is only going to make it worse. It's going to bring the feds in as the saviors. As Al Sharpton said, the plan is to federalize the police. Jakari, while we're busy talking about Charleston, though, and I want you to finish up any other points you haven't gotten to because your Skype cut out, London Independent has a report I'm going to be covering a lot tomorrow on the weekday broadcast, 11 to 2 Central. Earth enters sixth extinction phase with many species, including our own, labeled the walking dead. And they go on from three major universities, Stanford, Berkeley, and Princeton, to say that the research examined historic rates of extinction for vertebrates, finding that since 1900, more than 400 vertebrates have disappeared, an extinction rate 100 times higher than other non-extinction periods. And they go on to basically say the Earth, this crop of creatures that are living on the earth right now are set for extinction, including humanity. And the elite have already made that decision that they're going to merge with machines and the rest of us are obsolete. So with a backdrop like that, I wish humanity could come together to try to develop new technology, to try to work together, to try to get rid of this elite, to create a pro-human planet. I mean, to me, that's the big issue.
Well, if we do go extinct, Alex, it's going to be because we killed ourselves, you know, whether it's, you know, the violence we have out in the streets or the abortion or whatever else these people have. And they always keep hyping, you know, this end of the world type deal. But they want, you know, a lot of these people, these scientists, they want a depopulation agenda. You know, they want people to go to the abortion clinics, and they want, you know, all this assisted suicide and different things that are going on. So if that's the story they want to tell, I'm not surprised to hear it from them. I'm reminded of the, I guess you could call it, documentary type deal I saw a few years ago, what the Earth is going to look like without us. And it kept talking about how we're killing ourselves. And, you know, in many ways we are. You know, we have pollution, other real issues to be addressed. But I think the biggest issue to be addressed is the depopulation agenda that so many scientists and so-called experts are already pushing on not just the American people, but the people all around the world.
Exactly. Do you think this guy, like Reverend Childers thinks, had handlers? And I found it suspicious that the police haven't been saying, we're looking for accomplices, we're looking for handlers. That's suspicious in and of itself, because in any case, they'd be looking for accomplices, looking for handlers, asking the public for any information. I mean, this thing really smells. You go to the Business Insider article that's on Infowars.com, and it shows him in these photos with the rebel flag and outside the museum, clearly wanting to ban that, him writing white supremacist stuff on the sand. I mean, he just looks like a lunatic out of a movie. I don't know. And you've got this whole buildup. It just arrives at the perfect time.
Yeah. As far as, you know, any crime, you definitely want to do your due diligence, see if he was in cahoots with anybody, you know, if he had supremacist friends that he was hanging out with or doing other types of activities. So you definitely don't want to sweep that under the rug. You know, as far as the pictures that you're referring to, yeah, I had seen a lot of those where he's holding the flag, you know, holding his pistol, different type of things. Does he have them? I don't know, but I definitely think that should be looked into, even if it's just, you know, somebody who is kind of directing them from behind the scenes. But honestly, I don't know.
All right, Jakari Jackson, any other tidbits you want to add before we get into some other news?
No, I just hope people look at this example of Charleston and see that, you know, there's a positive way to react to things and there's a negative way to react to things. Some of the things we see in the other cities are definitely a negative aspect. And as far as people who think it's cool to burn down cities and they think it's going to be rebuilt, I definitely encourage them to go look at Baltimore. They had a big riot back there, you know, I was in the 60s, 70s, and they're part of the city that got torn down was never rebuilt. You know, me and Biggs were out there. We saw kids playing in front of buildings. It looked like they're about to fall down on top of them. So anybody thinks, you know, you're going to burn it down and rebuild it, it doesn't always happen that way. And talk about gentrification, if I could just throw one more thing in there. Talk about Compton, California. You know, when the home values and things were going down because of the cocaine and crack and all those things going on, and then the home values plummeted. And then people came in, the rich developers came in, knocked it all down, and now parts of Compton are very nice now. So, you know, don't fall for this. Let's burn it down and rebuild it. You know, try to rebuild it positively as they've done here in the city of Charleston.
All right, Jakari Jackson and crew, great job. Thank you. We'll talk to you more tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, there goes Jakari there. Certainly glad that nothing kicked off there because we have real issues to deal with. And we have a sickening establishment that poses as liberals who are not liberals at all. People like Karl Rove, who says he's a conservative, isn't a conservative either. Just like Bill Maher says he's a liberal, he's not a liberal. I mean, Bill Maher gets up there, I played the clip last hour, and said that conservative and alternative media like Matt Drudge is basically to blame for this. As if my show or any other show had anything to do when we're saying don't engage in violence, don't go out and attack people, no matter what color they are, and how this is helping the Democratic Party. I want to say something here. I was thinking about this driving into work today. Because during this Bill Maher piece, the videos on InfoWars, one of the black activists they've got on there, I forget the lady's name, she's like, I don't want to hear about the Democratic Party and the Klan. That was over 100 years ago. No, it wasn't. How about now? The reason the Democratic Party obsesses all day about blacks and how much they love you is because the leadership of the Democratic Party hates your guts. Americans came back at the end of World War II, and they were tired of racism and class garbage. People like my grandfather, whole family was Democrats on my dad's side, East Texas, and he ran as a Republican for county tax assessor and other stuff and won as part of that whole Eisenhower wave. And he did it because he wanted to help people. And I happen to know for a fact the Klan and people absolutely hated him, and they were all Democrats. And you got people like Robert Byrd, you know, the senator who was a Grand Dragon. And the point is they have doubled black unemployment in the last 7 years. But it's okay because Obama's black. And they have aborted over half the black people in this country. And Margaret Sanger, again, was this big Democrat and this big Klanswoman and the rest of it. And the blacks love her. Liberal blacks love her. They got pictures of her at black community centers like it's their mommy. Why don't they just put David Duke in there or something? I'll tell you this. David Duke hates black people less than Michelle Obama does. I mean, she's there wanting to euthanize and abort black people. They're there getting the funding increase of the UN for basically forced abortions in China and Africa and India. Like I said, this roof guy should have gone and joined the Planned Parenthood. Then he could kill black people all day and get awards for it, be called a wonderful person. It's sick. That's why they act like they're your friend all day, is because they hate your guts. And as soon as you figure that out, all of us, I don't care what color you are, the better it's going to get. Listen, the Republican Party, they're just as bad at the top and are helping Obama with the TPP and everything else. And that's why the Republicans and the Democrats have raised hundreds of millions of dollars, $50 million from the Chamber of Commerce alone, to try to kill the Tea Party. Because the Tea Party isn't perfect, but at least it wants lower taxes, private property, family rights, states' rights, sane things. And the attempt to brand gun owners and libertarians and patriots as racist is pathetic. Just like they said we were racist because we didn't want Obamacare, because we were informed and knew what a screw job it was. I'm out of time. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Let's pray for justice. Let's pray for an awakening. Let's research why the elites are leaving the U.S. Let's try to stop war with Russia. Please support the broadcast. Spread the word about it. Please don't take this show for granted. We're on the White House hit list. Please don't take any freedoms for granted. We have InfoWarsLife.com. We have more of the great, amazing X2 Nation iodine that most people are deficient in. The only form of we know of truly clean, earth-based iodine, just amazing. That's almost sold out. Limited supply left. We have the new Liver Cleanse, Liver Shield in. We have the Deep Liver Cleanse with the Oxy Powder. Just has amazing things. Flushing gallstones out. Go watch the informational video we finally got posted to InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free. Folks are there right now, 888-253-3139. All right, that's it for this transmission. Lord willing, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. with the weekday show. And please spread the link, InfoWars.com, to friends and family. Good job, Charleston, for not taking the bait.